Episode 14. Tetsudate Kudasai. Redbox is back. Getting on the plane at Narita was gut-wrenching. The realisation that my Tokyo trip was over had hit me square between the eyes. Real life was beckoning once more. It wasn't all bad, though. What I'd realised whilst in Tokyo was that my Japanese abilities had improved massively. I was not only able to make myself understood pretty articulately, I was also finding that understanding people's responses was 100 times more successful than I ever thought it would be. And reading signs, menus, flyers, newspapers, even novels, was not half as soul-destroying as I'd assumed it was going to be. You know, looking back, I'm not all that sure why I was so surprised, to be honest. I'm not being big-headed. What I mean is, I just had my JLPT2 certificate through the post. And my attendance at my lessons with my private tutor had been pretty spot-on all year. I'd not really missed one. All that said, though, I had this niggling feeling in the back of my head that when it actually came to conversing outside a classroom situation, my Japanese was going to fall on its back. As if all these years my tutor had been teaching me complete and utter nonsense, and suddenly the realisation would hit me that I'd sunk thousands and thousands of pounds into years of wasted lessons. Happily, this is not the case. Thank God for that, then. Hitting the tarmac at Heathrow, I was newly invigorated to get on with it to begin my studies once more. I'd already planned out my schedule and devoted additional hours each week to practice. I got in touch with my tutor, had my lessons all arranged. It was all set. This time I was going for gold, for the Grand Prix, for that highly coveted JLPT1 certificate. And nothing could stop me. Not a thing. Nothing. So it came as a pretty big surprise to me when one day I was minding my own business, getting all excited about the prospect of sitting the JLPT exam this December, and the next minute, bang, the proverbial rug was pulled right from under my proverbial self. Instead of life settling back down to normal, fate had decided to play a card. And I don't believe in fate, but for this instance, I think there may be some truth in it. And so rather than going back to Manchester and getting on with life, what had been but the foundations of an idea, a notion not yet fully formed, unexpectedly began to grow wings. Like Japanese knotweed, all-consuming and totally indestructible to, well, anything really, a career progression suddenly flowered up before me. And with it, a wholesale shift from Manchester to Birmingham. And now, of course, the private tutor that has helped me discover my potential, that has tirelessly, and without moaning too much, I might add, pushed me much farther than I ever could have done so myself, is no longer within a car ride's distance, and doesn't fancy the prospect of shifting to Birmingham with me just so that I can continue my studies. Bummer. Yellow box, brown box, grey box, black box. Which is best?